And we turn now to news from Africa, where aid agencies in Zimbabwe say they are still facing tight regulation despite a government announcement that a ban on food aid had been lifted. The ban was implemented before a presidential election, which was held in June, and since then talks to resolve the political crisis in the country have remained in deadlock. The spokesperson for the National Association of Non-Governmental Organizations in Zimbabwe, Fambai Ngirande, says groups allowed to resume work are being subjected to increased government bureaucracy.
There have been problems, for example, with the security apparatus, different government or state institutions requiring clearance letters or other requirements which are not always congruent with laws governing humanitarian operations. There hasn't been enough work done to harmonize humanitarian operations. So you find organizations having to deal with, say, 8 different offices for them to get food onto to the beneficiary, and that costs time, that costs resources. I mean, the issues really are broader than just what's on the surface, you know, the ban and ancillary issues. It's really about the democratic and governance and human rights infrastructure in its totality, and that's what needs to be addressed, because, you know, we mustn't even be talking about a suspension, because there is no legal provision that warrants such a suspension. It is an illegal directive, but one which the state has been adamant to enforce. So we really need to take a look at, for example, our constitutional issue to ensure that we can safeguard the rights of civil society and Zimbabweans in general.